For someone who is not a Catholic, it'll be just another week. Perhaps schools will take spring break, families will take vacations, businesses and corporations will get into top gear, getting ready for spring and summer sales. Our politicians will continue their bickering, their insulting, their whining. And March Madness will be in full swing. But for those of us who are Catholics, it is also Holy Week. And for us Catholics, that makes all the difference. And everything else falls by the wayside. This is the holiest of weeks for us. And I simply want us to remember three things during this Holy Week. First, it is this. That we are a people of remembrance. See, Catholics are people of memory. I would not be exaggerating if I say that we are what we remember. We are what we remember. In fact, we could even go further and say we become what we remember. So think about what we did today. We gathered outside. We recalled the gospel account of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. And we actually processed into church as if we were present with Christ in Jerusalem. We did not merely read about that account, we actually relived it. This kind of remembering is called remembering by doing. We remember not by merely recalling, but remembering by doing. And once again, we celebrate this Eucharist and we relive what Jesus did at the Last Supper. We don't just recall it, we reenact it, we relive it. And in remembering this way, by remembering by doing, we become somebody. We become disciples of Jesus. We are a people who become what we remember. And Holy Week is no different. This week is the holiest of all weeks because we remember what Jesus did for us. But we are invited to remember by doing. And so as we enter into Holy Week, and I know that our lives are very busy and there are a million things going on, but may I invite you to not merely recall what Christ has done for us, but to actually relive it. I want to invite and urge every one of you to participate in the Holy Thursday Mass or the Lord's Supper. Don't merely recall it. Let's come together and in this parish community, relive it, reenact it, remember by doing. May we become who Christ wants us to become. I'm urging you not to miss the Good Friday services. And I'm urging you to keep Holy Saturday as a day of prayer and expectant hope. A day of prayer and expectant hope. Let us remember by doing and become what we do. Secondly, there is yet another reason why Catholics keep this week to be very holy and remember by doing, and the reason is simply this. Because at the end of it all, we realize that the events of this week, they are not just the story of Jesus. In one sense, it is. But really, the events of this week, they describe our story. The events of Holy Week are not just about what happened to Jesus. Holy Week is as much the story of our life. We Catholics know that Christ's suffering was actually ours. His pain was really ours, and His cross could have been our destiny. Those for whom Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday makes sense are those for whom the story of Jesus and their story has become one. And I think that is the key to keeping this week as the holiest of all weeks. His story and our story has become one. So I invite you this week not merely to be a bystander. Rather, I invite you to live your story through the story of Jesus. And may Jesus live His story through our story. Remember, if you live the entire story of Jesus, the entire story, then resurrection also is part of that story, and it becomes our destiny. Thirdly, I am asking us to remember the entire story. I was talking to one of our candidates who is coming into the church this year, this Easter Vigil. She had come to talk about a few things. And one of the questions she asked me was, you know, this is the first year I'm being a Catholic. I've been a Protestant for my last 22 years. She says, how should I prepare for Holy Week? How do Catholics celebrate Easter and Good Friday and all that differently? How is it different? So I said to her that, you know, I'm sure most mainline Protestant churches do it the same way, but I said sometimes, just for the sake of knowing what's going on, sometimes I watch evangelical television, Trinity Broadcasting Network. And what I found surprising is that for the evangelicals, Easter comes way too early. So for example, they don't stop singing the Alleluia or saying the Alleluia during Lent or Holy Week. Or for that matter, even on Good Friday, we're already celebrating the resurrection. Now, this is no critique of the evangelicals, but I found this to be very different from us Catholics who pause. We take 40 days, we do some things different symbolically. One of them is that we don't sing the Alleluia all of Lent. Or Holy Week, we set that week aside as the holiest of weeks. We don't talk about the resurrection on Good Friday. We wait for that joyful expectation. When I said this to her, this young lady, she agreed with me, and this is what she said that made a lot of sense to me. He says, when I was an evangelical Christian, she says, there was simply not adequate emphasis on suffering. We don't like to talk about suffering. Now we mention it, but we want to move to the good part of it really soon. Now I think this is not just an evangelical problem. It is human nature to avoid suffering. Who among us wants to invite suffering into our lives? Rather, we want to focus on the triumphant. But Catholicism invites us to embrace suffering that comes our way by remembering the suffering of Jesus. If suffering is part of our lives, then we must give it its due. And how do we do that? We remember to do what Jesus did. We learn to pick up our own cross and follow Him. And we pick up our own cross with hope. We learn that without the cross, there is no resurrection. We learn that suffering can be a path to holiness and redemption. We remember by doing, we become what we do. So as we leave church today, and this is my conclusion, folks, as we leave church today, may I request you to not think merely about Easter. Yes, Easter is coming. But I want to invite each one of you to remember the entire story of Jesus, of which suffering is a part. It's only when we remember the entire story of Jesus that our own stories can be complete. It's only when we remember all of what Jesus has done can our own lives be fulfilling. So I look forward to seeing you on Holy Thursday. I look forward to seeing you on Good Friday. And then, having lived with Jesus, what he did for us, let us move forward on towards Easter. People of God said,